The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Dave Smith for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you about the events and happenings for the upcoming weeks and months, as reported from various sources. And as we've started out doing in recent weeks, we're going to start off with a few entertainment news stories. As you probably already know, Ellen DeGeneres has decided that her upcoming 19th season for her daytime talk show will be the end of it. Why did she decide to give it up? DeGeneres told The Hollywood Reporter that when you're a creative person, you constantly need to be challenged. And as great as this show is, and as fun as it is, it's just not a challenge anymore. DeGeneres' daytime talk show had dropped dramatically in viewership following the star's toxic workplace scandal that dominated headlines last year. The program's latest season kicked off in September 2020 with an apology from the comedian about claims of a toxic workplace, and viewership has since declined. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is out with its list of 2021 inductees. Tina Turner, Carole King, Jay-Z, The Go-Go's, Todd Rundgren, and the Foo Fighters. Among the main crop of performer inductees, women were voted into three of six slots, representation that's likely to be welcomed after years of complaints that rock's female pioneers have gone underrepresented, and two out of six are black artists. Carole King and, of course, Tina Turner are the second and third women to be selected for induction twice after Stevie Nicks came in as a solo artist in 2019, following her previous membership as a member of Fleetwood Mac. The 36th annual ceremony is set for October 30th at Cleveland's Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse, a welcome return to live proceedings after last year's class had to settle for a virtual pre-recorded HBO induction due to the pandemic. NBC's award-winning and top-rated drama series This Is Us will come to an end with its sixth season. Sources tell The Hollywood Reporter that the network's time-jumping family tearjerker from creator Dan Fogelman will close its run during the upcoming 2021-22 broadcast season. News that This Is Us will end after six seasons is hardly a surprise. When NBC in May 2019 renewed This Is Us for three additional seasons, sources at the time said that season six would likely be the last. Fogelman has been adamant about the end game for This Is Us, saying at the end of season three that his show was at its midpoint. Fogelman also said, "We never set out to make a television series that was going to last 18 seasons." It's expected that the final season will consist of around 18 episodes, likely enough to carry the series over the 100-episode threshold typically needed to secure a lucrative off-network syndication deal and triggering a cash infusion for Fogelman and Disney. All right, on to local schedules. Durham Performing Arts Center, a.k.a. DPAC, The next scheduled event is Saturday, August 7th, Get the Lead Out. Wednesday, August 11th, Styx. Saturday, August 21st, Britt Floyd, Echoes. Thursday, September 30th, Bert Kreischer, The Bertie Boy Tour. Saturday, October 2nd, it's Chris Tucker. Tuesday through Sunday, October 5 through 10, it's The Band's Visit. Sunday, October 17th, America, their 50th anniversary tour. Tuesday through Sunday, October 19th through the 24th, Tootsie. Friday, October 29th, arrival from Sweden, the music of ABBA. To round out 2021, Gabriel Iglesias, Escape to Margaritaville. Jason Isbell and the 400 Unit. Ain't Too Proud, The Life and Times of the Temptations, and 1776. At Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts, live shows are slowly but surely coming back. Many are still streaming events. Wednesday and Thursday, May 19th and 20th, it's Cinderella. And this is a Carolina Ballet streaming event. Thursday, May 20th, the Bluegrass Experience 50th Anniversary Celebration. And this is a live event at Memorial Auditorium. Friday, May 21st, Beethoven and Mozart, North Carolina Symphony at Maymandy Concert Hall. Saturday, May 22nd, and Friday, May 28th, Beethoven Symphony No. 4, another streaming event from the North Carolina Symphony. Also a streaming event, Wednesday, May 26th, Tom McGuire Virtual Celebration. Saturday, June 5th, Young People's Concert Matinee, Carnival of the Animals, a North Carolina Symphony streaming event. Thursday, June 10th, Fireside Collective with Graham Sharp. This is live at Memorial Auditorium. Friday, June 11th, an R-rated magic show at Fletcher Opera Theater. Saturday, June 12th, Cirque de la Symphonie. This is a symphony streaming event. Two shows, one at 3, the other at 8. Thursday, June 17th, Amethyst Kia with Alexa Rose. This is at Memorial Auditorium, a live event. Wednesday, July 7th, Teresa Caputo Live, The Experience. Friday, July 9th, a Molly Tuttle at Memorial Auditorium. Friday, August 6th, Who's Live Anyway? Sunday, September 12th, Boney James at Maymandy Concert Hall. Saturday, October 2nd, Alan Saldana, Noche de Comedia at Maymandy Concert Hall. Saturday, October 2nd as well, Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus, live. And this is live at Fletcher Opera Theater. And Friday, October 22nd, Gilberto Santa Rosa, live at Memorial Auditorium. And shows will soon be returning to Carolina Theater on West Morgan Street in Durham. All programs start at 8 o'clock unless noted. First show coming up Monday, September 13th. It's Dawes with special guest Aaron Ray. Dawes, an American folk rock band formed in L.A., was influenced by the gentle acoustic style and rich vocal harmonies of the Laurel Canyon sound from the likes of Crosby, Stills and Nash, Neil Young, and Joni Mitchell. They also were influenced by The Band. Last year, the group released its 7th studio album, Good Luck with Whatever. Wednesday, September 22nd at Carolina Theater, it's Gregory Porter. Porter's 6th studio album, Rise, makes a return to Porter's beloved original songwriting. Heart-on-sleeve lyrics imbued with everyday philosophy and real-life detail, set to a stirring mix of jazz, soul, blues, and gospel. All Rise brims with songs about irrepressible love, plus a little protest because the road to healing is bumpy. Every ticket for this show includes a CD copy of Gregory Porter's album, All Rise. Thursday, September 23rd, an evening with Amy Grant. Conventional wisdom has it that Amy put contemporary Christian music on the map, becoming the first contemporary Christian music artist to have a platinum record, the first to hit number one on the pop charts, and the first to perform at the Grammy Awards. Since then, Grant has been strumming her way through a 30-plus year adventure as a singer, songwriter, author, television host, and speaker. Saturday, September 25th, Theo Vaughn, an American stand-up comedian, podcaster, television personality, and actor, he is the host of the This Past Weekend podcast and co-host of the King and the Sting podcast. Vaughn began performing stand-up comedy as a young man in Louisiana. Friday, October 15th, Nikki Glaser, One Night with Nikki Glaser Tour. One of the funniest female voices in comedy today for over a decade at clubs across the country. And as the host of three hit podcasts, she has been honing her shockingly honest, no-holds-barred style of comedy. Saturday, November 20th at Carolina Theater, Jax Films presents Yesterday I Ask You Live. Live. Jack Douglas is turning his popular series into a live game show, and you're the player. Audience members play by submitting their funniest answers to questions like, what's the last thing you'd want to hear from your Uber driver? Or, what secret of yours would ruin you? Players send their answers on their phones, then vote for their favorites until a champion is named. After a handful of champions are chosen, they move on to the dreaded Are You Funnier Than a YouTuber round, where they must compete against Jack himself in a no-holds-barred elimination match. Saturday, December 4th, the Fab Four, the Ultimate Beatles Tribute. And Sunday, December 5th, it's Chris Botti. Chris is the largest-selling American instrumental artist. His success has crossed over to audiences usually reserved for pop music, and his ongoing association with PBS has led to four number one jazz albums. All righty, let's get in on a few laughs with the upcoming schedule for two of the comedy clubs in the area. Good Nights Comedy Club on West Morgan Street, Thursday through Saturday, May 20th through the 22nd, it's Tom Papa. Sunday, May 23rd, Stone Cold and the Jackal. Tuesday, May 25th, Rocky Dale Davis. Thursday through Sunday, May 27th through the 30th, Damon Wayans Jr. Wednesday, June 2nd, J.F. Harris. Thursday through Saturday, June 3rd through the 5th, Pat McGann. Sunday, June 6th, Andrew Ruddick and Winston Hodges. Thursday through Sunday, June 10th through the 13th, it is Bruce Bruce. Others on the schedule for next month, Michael Blackson, Mark Brady, Sam Burrill, and Neri Sines. Special note, all shows are 18-plus, unless noted. All right, Raleigh Improv on Parkside Main Street in Cary. Friday and Saturday, May 21st and 22nd, it is Just Hilarious. Friday, May 27th, Drew Morgan. Friday through Sunday, May 28th through the 30th, Greg Warren. Thursday through Saturday, June 3rd through the 5th, it's Maz Jobrani. Friday through Sunday, June 11th through the 13th, Red Grant. Thursday through Saturday, June 24th through the 26th, it is Craig Shoemaker. Artsplosure, Raleigh's signature art festival that draws thousands to the area, will be postponed until October because of COVID-19. The festival was originally set to take place this month in downtown Raleigh. It is now scheduled for October 9 and 10. Merlefest 2021 is going to be held in September this year, the 16th through the 19th, at its usual spot, the campus of Wilkes Community College in Wilkesboro. The huge music show was canceled last year because of COVID, and it's moving to September this year, also because of COVID. Of course, Merlefest is usually held the last weekend of April. It'll move back to its usual spot next year, the last weekend of April. Let me see here. There are some rules if you're planning on going to Merlefest, as many, many others will. Parking is free. There's no alcohol, smoking, vaping, or drug use. No personal tents, canopies, or chairs that block the view for others. No pets except for ADA-approved service animals. Large umbrellas, including beach and patio umbrellas, are a no-no. There are 13 stages of music. There's a Merlefest app that'll help you with your planning for the event, and Merlefest is held rain or shine. And I saw today a few of the announcements of who will be performing at Merlefest. They include Melissa Etheridge, Leanne Rimes, and Tedeschi Trucks Band. For more information, you can go to the Merlefest website. It's merlefest.org. All right, Raleigh Little Theater has one more show on its schedule for the current season, June 10 through 20. It's The Mountaintop, a gripping reimagination of events the night before the assassination of civil rights leader Dr. My apologies for the interruption. By the way, the Raleigh Little Theater is also out with its 2021-2022 season. The listing as follows, July 23rd through July 31st, As You Like It. August 12th through the 18th, Beehive, the 60s musical. September 17th through October 3rd, The Velocity of Autumn. October 23rd through the 31st, Elephant and Piggies, We Are in a Play. February 4th through the 20th of 2022, of course, Pride and Prejudice. Also next year, March 18th through the 27th, Junie B. Jones is Not a Crook. And the final list on the schedule, or the final show on the schedule, is June 3rd through the 19th of next year. It's In the Heights from Lin-Manuel Miranda. The Metropolitan Opera is still streaming free encore presentations every night during the pandemic from the Live in HD series on their website, metopera.org. Each stream becomes available at 7:30 Eastern Time and remains accessible for on-demand viewing until 6:30 the following evening. The schedule includes outstanding complete performances from the past 14 years of cinema transmission, starring all of opera's greatest singers. For details, again, check the website, metopera.org. And checking out the clubs in the area, the Ritz is back on schedule. Of course, the Ritz on Industrial Drive in Raleigh. Most shows start at 8, unless noted. Saturday, June 5th, it's Steve Saoki. Saturday, July 10th, Lil Duval at 7. Friday, September 3rd, Zoe. Saturday, November 20th, Kip Moore, How High Tour of 2021. Saturday, November 27th, Toosie. Saturday, December 4th, Milky Chance, North American Tour 2021. Poorhouse Music Hall on South Blunt Street in Raleigh. Right now, in most evenings that there are shows, there are two. One at 7:30 and an encore on the second show at 9:30. Concerts are subject to change. Friday, May 21st, Into the Fog album release party. Saturday, May 22nd, Maj Dika, 7 and 9:30. Sunday, May 23rd, Strings on Tap at 7. Friday, May 28th, Signal Fire, 7:30 and 10. Saturday, May 29th, Tab 1 Vinyl Album Release Show, 7 and 9. Friday, June 4th, Kiola with Air Park, Kirby Seibert, those shows 7 and 10. Saturday, June 5th, Camera Thomas, one show at 7:30. Saturday, June 5th as well, Rasta with 3 a.m., K. Mojica, Rome Jeter, Madam Trauma, Kasim, and more. That show starts at 10:30. Thursday, June 10th, Shrub B. Friday, June 11th, Better Off Dead, tribute to the Grateful Dead, shows at 7 and 9. Saturday, June 12th, Charlie Lowry. Sunday, June 13th, Bad Cameo with Wake Moody, 7:30 show. Thursday, June 17th, Tropodelic at 8. Friday, June 18th, Solar Bear. And Saturday, June 19th, Pie Face Girls and Vacant Company. That performance starts at 9. And at the Lincoln Theater, that's on East Cabrera Street in Raleigh, Friday and Saturday, May 21st and 22nd, Chatham County Line, 8 o'clock both nights. Friday, May 28th, Aaron Hamm and the Big River Band with Rebels Fox. Concert starts at 8. Saturday, May 29th, Cygnus X2, a tribute to Rush, shows at 7 and 10:30. Saturday, June 5th, Third Eye, a tribute to Tool, shows at 7 and 10:30. Friday, June 11th, Pinkest Floyd, a tribute to Pink Floyd, of course, 8:30. Saturday, June 12th, Glide, Stone Temple Pilots tribute and Siamese Dream, Smashing Pumpkins tribute. That show starts at 8:30. Thursday, June 17th, Atlians at 9:30. Friday, June 18th, Town Mountain at 8:30. And Saturday, June 19th, Duck with Unica Prong and Les Brooks. And that concert starts at 8:30. The Candid Yams Kickback Movie Experience is back with a curated black movie series at Durham Bulls Athletic Park. The series is a partnership with Beats and Bars Festival and Candid Yams Kickback. Those screenings, of course, were held last year as well. Coming up May 28th, Remember the Titans. June 17th, Loving. And June 25th, Creed 2. The movies are all PG-13 except for Remember the Titans. It's rated PG. All guests will be required to wear masks and socially distance while sitting in the stadium seats. No field access is available. The cost is $10 per person, and kids under 10 get in free. As well, the town of Garner is also hosting a couple of outdoor screenings. Carpool Cinema will screen The Black Panther on June 11th at Lake Benson Park. Tickets are free, but you have to pre-register because spaces are limited. More information is available by visiting Garner's website events page. Another sign that things are slowly but surely coming back, Band Together and United Way of the Greater Triangle have announced a benefit concert this fall in downtown Raleigh. This year's event, dubbed Comeback Fest, will be held October 23rd at Red Hat Amphitheater and feature funk soul trio Krugerman, soul revivalist Lee Fields, and the Expressions and legendary hip-hop MC Big Daddy Kane. Tickets are on sale. All profits from the show will go to support the United Way's upcoming slate of nonprofit partners and Band Together's local nonprofit recipients from the past 20 years. Since its inception, Band Together has donated more than $10 million to 20 philanthropic organizations. All right, checking the lineup at PNC Arena. Next show is Wednesday, August 18th, songman Michael Bublé. Friday and Saturday, September 10 and 11, it's Luke Combs' What You See Is What You Get tour. Of course, he's a multi-platinum ACM, CMA, CMT, and Billboard Music Award-winning artist from Asheville. Friday, June 11, 2021, the Dude Perfect 2021 tour. Tuesday, October 12th at PNC Arena, it's Harry Styles, Love on Tour 2020. He's, of course, an English singer, songwriter, and actor whose musical career began in 2010 when he auditioned for the British singing competition The X Factor. By the way, some shows have been moved to 2022 already. That includes JoJo Siwa, Rage Against the Machine, and Roger Waters. Again, all three of those shows have been moved to 2022. And that's all that we have on the schedule for PNC Arena. Of course, they have a box office if you want to go ahead and get the tickets. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it. Be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. We also have Triangle Bulletin Board as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org.